Welcome to the EDUCAUSE podcast.
This EDUCAUSE 2009 annual conference podcast is sponsored by Juniper Networks and Quest Communications International.
Hello, this is Colin Curry. I'm podcasting from EDUCAUSE 2009 conference in Denver, Colorado. I'm joined for a conversation today with Julio Lopez. Julio is the Director of Distance Education Operations at the National College of Business and Technology in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Thanks for joining us today, Julio. What are some of the advantages of distance learning besides convenience?
I believe there are other major advantages to online education. They have to do with honing of skills and competencies in different areas, which includes self-motivation, time management, self-discipline, and persistence. And all of these are applicable to learning, to life, and to professional endeavors. And unlike traditional face-to-face education, the online modality obviously puts a lot of pressure on the learner. And this can have either two effects. It could totally discourage the learner or totally motivate that same learner. I think there is no middle ground. You can go either way. And those that are motivated become very successful. Now, when it comes to what you're losing from traditional face-to-face learning versus online education, I really don't think much is being lost. The only arguable point is that you're not physically there. You're not seeing the person face-to-face. However, I think there's an advantage of taking that away. If you can't see the person's face, you can't see their body, you can't make judgments about that person. You're dealing with a person in a virtual environment. You're just seeing what they write. You might hear what they say, and you may even be able to see them. But for the most part, online learning is still asynchronous, and it's very hard to form a judgment about a person if you're not seeing them. Mm-hmm. So I think, to me, that's an advantage.
It's like you also gain these very valuable byproducts of that approach to education.
Absolutely. I'm a believer in that.
How do you evaluate the effectiveness of this approach to education?
Well, basically, online learning follows the same principles as on ground. You have learning outcomes you have to meet, and they're the same learning outcomes. The only difference is obviously is that one is done in a different modality from the other, but it is still the same learning outcomes for all the courses. They have to be met, and you measure them the same way you would measure them in an on-ground environment. You test a student, you assess a student, and you get the same results.
Do you do any comparison between the students who take it in the classroom itself versus those who take it in an online setting?
We've done some small research on it, and we've seen that students that take their online courses, they need a different way of achieving their learning outcomes. They're much more visual. They gain a lot more from seeing a simulation or a graphic than reading the textbook. As a matter of fact, a lot of our courses have a textbook, but we do not rely on it for that purpose. We basically build the outcomes into the course in methods like simulations and graphics, so our students can grasp that information much better.
No doubt you're able to reach types of students who typically would have missed out on gaining higher education
absolutely.
In the past. What kind of impact do you think that's having?
Major, because many students in the past, particularly single parents, were not able to go to an on-ground institution. They just don't have the time. They're working two jobs. They have kids. Now we're opening it up to all these folks who didn't have that opportunity, and it's bringing a lot more people back into learning.
Could you tell us about the learning management system that the National College of Business and Technology uses? How did you decide on this particular LMS, and have you had any issues with it?
Since our inception with online learning, which was back in 2007, that was before my time, the institution selected Blackboard as the learning management system, and that was before I arrived. I arrived at the institution 8 months ago. Since that time, we have upgraded Blackboard to the newest version available, which unfortunately has a lot of functionality issues. And that goes hand in hand with any new product that goes on the market, especially software. There tends to be a lot of functionality issues. Blackboard's been pretty good about working with us to get it fixed, and we have taken care of most of the functionality issues. There are some that still need to be fixed when the next version of the product comes out, so we'll have to wait for that. For the most part, we are very happy with it. It has a lot of features that a lot of learning management systems do not have. And Blackboard is very good about working with their clients to make sure that everything is going well.
When did the National College of Business and Technology start making distance learning options available to students?
Back in 2007, they started offering individual courses online to students who obviously were on ground and wanted to opt to take an online course. And this is a very good idea because it got their feet wet in the arena of online learning. And they slowly build up to the point where they decided to launch full online programs. And that's why I was brought on board as a director to grow that business from that point forward.
It will be interesting to see how the Puerto Rican Education Council? Higher Education Council adapts to this new way of delivering education. Because once the education gets online, you're competing on a global level.
Correct.
And with Open Universities been in place since 1969, and there are many other institutions that are very mature, and they are moving very quickly to making all course content free and entirely open. So that will be the way that online institutions compete with each other.
Correct. And I think our institution is going to have a major influence on that change. Because our model is moving towards a global online learning versus what has existed in Puerto Rico for the past few years, where institutions are just focused on the local market and just meeting the needs of Puerto Rican students online. But we have taken that step a lot further. We're going to launch English and Spanish programs. So our programs will be global and will be offered and marketed outside of Puerto Rico.
Okay, Julio, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This EDUCAUSE 2009 annual conference podcast is sponsored by Juniper Networks and Quest Communications International. I'm Jerry Bain. Thanks for listening.